the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, this weekend, we'll see lots of little ones tearing about the place trying to find chocolate eggs in flower beds, hedges and ditches all over Ireland. Chocolate smeared across their faces, eggs being snatched from other kids while parents look on, worrying about the dental costs down the line. In Ireland, in the past, there was a similar rush for eggs, but eggs of a different kind. Food and culinary historian Regina Sexton of UCC has been writing about this for RTE's Brainstorm and joins us now from Cork. Regina, tell us about this rush for eggs in the past.
Sure. Good morning, Anya. So as you say, we tend to forget in the mountains of chocolate eggs for this weekend that in the past, I suppose the emphasis and the concentration and the activity was around the eggs of fowl, real eggs, so to speak. I've been looking at this. I wrote a little piece, as you said, for Brainstorm about a common practice that was happening actually throughout Holy Week, today in particular, and then the activities happening tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening. And that was the practice of going around collecting for the cladóg. And the cladóg is an Irish word that simply means a parcel of eggs, specifically a parcel of Easter eggs. But it's a very fluid and flexible term because it also refers to not just the collection of eggs themselves, but also to the various different rituals and practices surrounding the collection of eggs. So what used to happen was that during Easter week, specifically though Easter Saturday, like today, the children, particularly in rural areas, would go from house to house. This was pre-planned, pre-organised, repetitive, happening every year, Easter Saturday, Silver Saturday, sometimes people would call it. And they'd call to houses and they'd ask, particularly the woman of the house, specifically if they were keeping a fowl yard, if they had any free eggs for Easter. Googies for Easter is what they used to ask for.
And they'd be using socks, hats, egg baskets. And I think, based on your research, this was parts of Cavan, Longford, Leitrim, Meath, Westmeath, Kildare that this tradition was really popular in. And they often used to walk away with, what, four eggs? So would they sell the eggs? Would they keep some of the eggs? What would happen next?
Yeah, I suppose what kind of turns up, what I was looking at, I suppose, was the kind of the ethnographic evidence from the National Folklore Collection, specifically looking at the schools collection. And from those records, the practice, now these records, I suppose we should remember, were collected in the mid-1930s. And at that point, the practice seems to have greater emphasis around counties like Cavan, Leitrim, Longford, but also down into Wexford, Kildare, Westmeath and Meath and places like that. So the records talk about, or they even remember as a sort of a little crystal of memory, that the children would collect eggs in their socks, in hats, in baskets, in tins. I suppose anything really that was to hand that would save the eggs and keep them without injuring them or breaking them or cracking them. So they'd collect the eggs this morning, 2-4 eggs, depending, I suppose, on the generosity of the woman keeping the fowl yard. And they would collect them either as a group of children or maybe in smaller groups. They'd divvy them up. They'd save some for tomorrow for the eating of the eggs, because remember, we're still in Lent, and dairy produce, if you're part of the observance of Lent, you're not going to be eating dairy produce until tomorrow. So they'd save them until tomorrow. But the interesting thing, though, and this really interested me, is that some of the eggs were sold on. They were making money from the practice as well, which is quite interesting, I think.
It sounds like a fantastic tradition and a lovely feast day and dining moment. But why did it die out? And when, I suppose, just briefly, Regina?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the accounts in the 1930s, it is an object of memory at that point in time. So it does tend to die out. Now, the accounts are quite interesting. They talk about this idea of people going out into the country to ask for free eggs. And I'm just sensing from that there might have been an element of you know, people were maybe getting tired of people calling to the house to ask for free eggs. But also some people were associating the collecting with poverty and poor economic status.
It became a thing of yesteryear and a nice tradition to reflect on. Thank you so much for that, food historian Regina Sexton.